Previously in the Brotherverse.
All right, well, this is my home here.
Where's Mrs. Jimmy John?
My mother, she passed away a couple years ago. Charlotte, she made up an imaginary friend named Annabelle. She's been kind of out of sorts lately, been a little moody. My name's Patches. Charlotte's in danger.
I guess we're going to the castle.
Sitting at the table, you see three figures.
My name is Fancy Fish.
Annabelle, I've come across a few fragments of a memory in the castle.
I barge through the leftmost door.
Down in the room, you can see a bunch of mirrors.
Well, I'm not going in that one. I'll go in the right door.
Floor to ceiling are shelves that are filled with dolls.
My name is Devious Dan.
I regret this decision wholeheartedly. I run out and right. Shut the door. Like, well, I guess we'll deal with that later.
All right, so we'll go back to the mirror room, and Yenri, I'm guessing that you walked in, and we'll say that you're standing on top of the pillar, and Orc, you're down in the middle.
Yenri.
Hey, Yenri.
You ever,
hey, Orc.
You ever get FOMO? You ever feel like you're missing out on things?
Yeah, sometimes. I mean, the past 20 years are a good example, but...
Well, hey, I found this mirror room. You could climb down that ladder over there.
All right, I do that.
All right, so Yenri, you see everything that Orc saw. You're basically looking around. You're standing on a marble floor, and there's five mirrors hanging on each side of the wall down this, like, this long room that ends with another large pillar reaching up into the air.
Hmm. Mirrors, huh?
I checked the mirrors to see if anything looks different in the mirrors.
Okay. So you look at the mirrors on the left, and they're all kind of like funhouse mirrors, and you look through them and you see your reflection. But then the one on the far left, like, you don't see your reflection in it. You see just sort of, it's like you're looking into a room.
What do you make of this, Yerny?
Well, that's not a mirror at all. I walk up and try to touch, like, put my hand through the mirror.
Okay, so you put your hand through the mirror, and it just goes straight through.
Yeah, okay, it's a door. I hop through the mirror and then look back at Orc and go, ha-ha, see? Not a mirror at all.
So you hop into the room and look back at him. You see, basically, you're looking through the mirror, you see Orc in front of you, and you see yourself on the other side, on the far right side of the room.
In Orc's room, right?
Yeah, in Orc's room. Basically,
like behind Orc?
Like on the opposite side. So let's say you're the entryway of the room and there's five mirrors on the left. You looked in the closest mirror, the far left mirror.
Right.
You can now see yourself standing on the other side of the room on the far right mirror.
I see. Okay. What if I turn around and look down the other way? Do I see anything?
So if you turn around and you see Orc standing on the far left side of you, looking into the mirror, and you can see your back through the left mirror.
Oh, shit.
And I should say that you look like you're in the same room. You, like, the room looks like pretty much identical to the room that you were just in.
And okay, I step back through the mirror real quick.
Yeah, you step back through the mirror.
And everything looks back to normal.
What do you want to look at?
When you walk
the
through.
One I walked through, the one
can
on
I
the
interject?
Closest one on the on
Brian,
the
are you going to come enter the room?
Yeah, but before I do, though, I'm going to use disguise self to change my form into Orc.
Okay.
Wait, you wouldn't even know this is happening.
How many spell slots do you have left?
Oh, that's true. I thought it'd be funny to throw another Orc in the mix just to make it more confusing.
Would have been funny.
But I'll just walk inside. Because I also wouldn't know what's going on, so there's no reason I would just, like, just, like, stand. I'm just standing outside, like,
You just had a feeling.
You went into a room, summoned two demon dolls, set the place on fire, walked out, and was like, I think I'll prank the other guys. Like,
no, I don't think it'd even be, I think it'd just be like, I just feel like being Orc right now. Yeah. I'll just walk in as Puff myself.
Okay, so you you walk in the room and you're standing on top of the pillar, and you see the rows of mirrors, five on each side, reaching down this room, and you see Yenri and Orc standing at the mirror that's closest to you on the left side.
I call to them. I'm like, "Hey guys, right room didn't work out, so here I am."
what was in there?
Oh, you know, just terrifying things. Some guy named Dan.
All right, well, we can go back to that later, I
guess.
Sounds
scary.
But,
yeah, look, that in and of itself doesn't sound too terrifying.
Yeah, you left off the devious part.
Yeah. It's really the qualifier that really explains his character.
let me ask you something, Puff. What do you see in this mirror? Yes.
Climb down that ladder.
Yeah, there's a ladder next to you.
I climb down the ladder.
And?
And what do you see in this mirror?
Okay, so they're on the left. I look into that left mirror then, the far left one.
Okay, so you're standing there looking into the mirror, and you're basically looking into a room. It looks similar to your room, and there's five mirrors across the way. And it looks like the three of you standing on the far left side of the room.
So does it look like we're looking through one of the other mirrors, basically? Is that what's happening here?
Oh, yeah, it looks like if you were to be standing in front of the far right side of the mirror, it would look like that perspective.
Gotcha.
And is it endless? Do we then see ourselves again in the far?
The perspective of the mirror, I guess, would give that look. Yeah, because the angle would be correct that you would keep seeing.
I peek through that mirror, like put my head through it to look around and make sure there's nothing else different in that version of the room.
Okay, yeah, you look in and you basically just see the three of you on the far left side, and the orc figure has his head in the mirror.
And there's nothing, like if I run. Turn my head to the right, there's nothing.
Nope, it just looks like the same room.
I run through the mirror.
Okay, you run through the mirror and you're standing in the middle of a room, and Orc's head is behind you, and you see Poof Puff standing. You see Puff standing on the far left side of the room.
Yeah, I run towards Puff. Puff's back.
Okay, you run towards Puff's back.
I turn as he gets close to me. I turn around and just go, "Ooga booga booga booga!"
Yeah, so you turn around and you see Yenri, and you scream at him.
I do another lap. I just run through the mirror again and come back around to Puff's back again. If that
okay,
works.
So you go through the mirror and you just jump through and you come back and you're just back at Puff.
So what I really want to do is run through the right mirror that he keeps coming out of and see if it goes the other way the same.
Yeah, so you run through that mirror and basically you guys are just running past each other, just diagonally through this room, just running past each other.
I hold up my hand to high five him as we run past each other. Yeah.
So I receive that high five.
I take out my great axe and smash one of the mirrors.
The one that they're coming out of.
Yes.
Don't. You might want to pull your head back out of the mirror before you smash it.
I can't swing my axe at that. I walk over there and try to smash that mirror.
So you just try and like hit the mirror part of the mirror.
Yeah.
Okay, so your axe just goes through it.
Damn.
Your axe just goes through the mirror.
Then I'm angry and I smash a different mirror.
All right, you go over and you successfully smash another mirror.
Well, can I look around the mirror? Yeah. I'm going to stop running now.
Okay.
And look around the mirror to see, like, does it have a frame?
Yes, the mirror has a frame.
Can I try to pick it up off the wall?
You roll a strength check.
You're never going to guess this. Not Yenri's strong suit. I got three.
No, you kind of, like, feels like it could be moved, but you know that you're definitely not strong enough to move it.
Hey, Orc, how about you try to lift this off the wall? I'm not even going to try it. Like, that's not, you know, what I just did right now and failed, but...
You didn't try?
I didn't try. No. I was just testing it for you.
And Puff, Puff, what are you doing right now?
I want to walk over to the middle mirror.
The middle mirror? right. So you just see your reflection in the mirror.
I try to walk through
it. But you run headfirst into the mirror.
Hey, that's not what I've come to know here.
Didn't you see yourself running towards yourself? You're like, all right, I'm going to try to pick up this mirror that Yenri definitely didn't try to pick up.
All right, do a strength check.
Come on. Oh, 22.
22. Okay, yeah, you lift that mirror right off the wall, and you're holding it, and you're looking through, and you can see from your perspective, like, yourself lifting it on, like, the opposite side of the room.
Whoa. Where should I put it?
Wait. Hold that for one sec.
Oh, I know where I want to put it.
And wait, so if I look through the other, you know, the mirror across the way, mm-hmm. am I looking down on Orc now?
You're basically looking, like, at Orc's face. Like, I assume he's kind of holding this mirror, like, kind of in front of him. Like, he just picked it off the wall.
Oh, it's not
so,
like,
but you're
your
basically
head,
but... seeing the perspective in the other mirror changing, but, like, Orc's face is just standing right there. It's like you're seeing him just holding it.
Yeah,
it's
right.
Like,
it's I like know a... what I'm going to do. Okay. Hey, let's have Puff. Puff, go climb that ladder back up to where we came
okay.
in.
I'm climbed the ladder back up to the top.
I'm going to put a mirror on the floor in front of the 50-foot platform where Puff is standing, and then I'm going to go try to pick up the other mirror.
Okay.
Oh, that's a 11.
All right, so you budget, but it's a little rough for you. You don't quite get it off the wall.
All right.
Let me try this together.
Yeah, can you help me?
Yeah, can I just, like, give him a hand and not have to get a full...
Okay. Yeah, you can basically, like, add.
Oh,
your
I got a 17.
Oh,
all right. Well, you go and just pick it off the wall.
I just push Orc aside and go, "Let me handle this." Lift it above my head.
I just wanted you to feel good about yourself.
Yeah. So you lift it off the wall and Puff, you're, like, up there and you're basically looking down at this mirror and you can just see. Yenri's face in the mirror in the
please
room, kind of changing perspective.
Do not,
please,
do
please
not
jump,
jump.
Like, I just jump doing, like, karate kicks.
You see, Yenri sees Haku looking down at him.
Yeah, I see Puff eyeing it. And I'm just like, Puff.
Okay,
don't
okay,
jump.
I spit over the edge. Like, hock a big loogie and just let it, like, drop out of my mouth.
Okay. All right. So the loogie falls and through the mirror and just, like, at high speed hits Yenri in the face.
You asshole.
This is fun.
I wish you were closer on the other side so I could do something back at you, but I'd have to spit up, like, 20 feet to get back at you.
50.
50 feet. So I'm just sad now, and defeatedly walk the mirror over the other side.
And he's got both his hands full, so he can't exactly wipe it off yet.
Yeah.
No,
he's just walking, over there. And the loogie's just on his face.
And then I just put the mirror on the other side, and then just sit down.
The great thing about it is that I got to see, like a perfect, like, front-on camera angle of him getting hit in the face.
Yeah, and then you got to follow it as I walked across the other side of the room. You got, like, a fear factor in my face view of, like,
so I just get to, like, I just get to watch. I just sit down and watch it over the edge like I'm watching TV. Yeah.
It's awesome.
And then I put it down and I say, all right, go ahead and jump, asshole.
Okay.
All right. So you, all right, so I'm going to make you do an acrobatics check as you jump off the ledge.
And I'm going to back up and prepare so that when he comes out, I'm just going to tackle him as he comes out of the mirror.
So let's have you both roll athletics. Okay. Actually, whatever is higher for you, athletics or acrobatics, you can pick whichever one you want.
Acrobatics. Ooh, that's a 14.
I got a 19.
Ooh.
Oh.
So,
okay, I want to go, like, you know, cartoony dive into the mirror.
Okay. And
Submitting.
Which is definitely best because otherwise I'm coming out feet first and I'm going to land on my head.
Yeah.
This way I'm diving so I can grab on with my hand. It would have been a really dumb idea, actually, to go, like, pencil dive.
You go feet first and just go, what do I do?
That would have been hilarious. Oh, you just have to, like, hook your legs up on the ledge. Yeah.
All right, so what I'm going to say happens is, Ryan, you successfully dive through this portal, but as you do, Yenri takes a running start, and he clips your legs. And so he hits you and you start cartwheeling upwards.
Cool.
So he just misses you and you're just kind of cartwheeling up in the air. You've got enough height on this. I'm going to have you make another acrobatics or athletics check with disadvantage to see if you can grab the ledge as you're spinning.
Okay. With disadvantage, well, the first one's a 3, so, so I guess that's not good.
Okay.
Cool. Well, I guess we're going to have to do this again.
3. So
thank you.
Hey, I'm so glad.
You just kind of, you miss the ledge as you go up and you fall and you hit the ground and you take 1 point of damage.
Is that the first damage of the game that anyone has taken?
Yeah, that is the first damage of the game.
You two are goofing around.
everyone's the
he
goblins.
He spat in my face.
All right, so Yenri, you're kind of laying belly down because you just tried to like football tackle him and kind of hit, and then
call it
Puff,
success.
You're on the ground, kind of broken, and Orc, you're standing in the middle of the room just watching all this unfold.
Yeah, I shake my head and say, morons, and I climb to the top of the ladder and try to jump through.
All right, so make an athletics or acrobatics check.
24.
All right, so you jump through and you just like come out of the mirror striking this like superhero, like Superman flying pose, and just fly all the way up and just land softly on top of the other pillar.
Beautiful.
Yeah, you do a bow.
I cast Minor Illusion to make an audience crowd sound.
Okay. You do that.
And then I make it go away.
How does that make you feel, Orc?
In an effort to... That's awesome. Thank you. In an effort to move this along, because I'm getting frustrated, I lower my 50-foot hemp rope and I say, feel free to climb this. I'm assuming neither of you will, but it's there if you want it.
I mean, I haven't got to try the mirror yet. I'll climb the rope. Fine.
Puff, it's here.
Haku, are you climbing the rope or are you daredeviling it?
I'm going to go try it again.
All right, so you're going to make another athletics check or acrobatics check.
Okay. That is a 16.
All right, you jump through and you land up on the top of the pillar.
Do I make it up there before Yenri?
Yes, you definitely make it up there before Yenri.
But he had to go back and climb a 50-foot ladder.
That's a little easier than a rope.
Yeah.
Yeah, I guess.
Just for the comedic value of him flying up past you as you're climbing up the rope, I'm saying that that's what happens.
I defeatedly wipe away the remaining lube.
Technically, I need to make you do a strength check to climb that rope.
That's what he was asking.
Oh, God dang it, really?
Yeah, I have to.
No, then in that case, I'm going to go jump through the portal. Okay. I'm never going to make it.
All right, make an acrobatics check.
All right.
Oh.
It's a 5.
So you jump off and you miss the mirror and you take 3 points of falling damage.
No.
Puff.
3?
Puff, should we just leave him?
Hey, I get up and say, ow. And then I walk over to the rope and say, hey, can you just pull me up?
Yeah. Tell yourself.
This is, so right. I'm not a happy room. Both of you are helping and you pull it up.
All right. Yeah, I got a 18, so strength.
Yeah, so you just lift him right up.
I got a 3. I didn't help.
I am building quite a hatred for Puff.
All right, is there a door behind us?
Yeah, there's a door behind you. You're all up on the pillar.
All right, I grab both of them and throw them through the door, and I follow.
Okay, good. All right,
Don't
so you walk
me,
in the
take falling
door.
Damage easily.
You have brittle bones.
So you walk in the room and it's like a really dark room, but there's kind of like a spotlight coming up from up top, and there's a pillar in the center of the room, a stone pillar, and on top is this shiny orb.
How high is it?
I mean, it's like 3 feet.
Oh. Touch nothing, but
it's more of a pedestal.
Is there anything else in the room?
No, it's totally dark in there. There's nothing else other than this stone pillar in the middle with this glowing orb.
I vote Puff grabs the orb.
Me too.
Okay.
All right, so you walk over and you pick up the orb and you look at it in your hand and you see Charlotte laughing, and she's sitting on the floor, and you're kind of seeing it from like the perspective of someone else, and you see Charlotte sitting on the floor like playing with stuffed animals, and she's like handing this other person that you're kind of seeing the perspective of animals, and she's playing, and she looks really happy, and the mood's very happy.
Okay, well, I guess I walk back down with it.
Yeah, so you're all in a very small room. It's just like you just picked it up off the pedestal and you're just standing there.
Oh, gotcha.
Hey, Puff, did the tea party people say anything about anything while I wasn't there?
Yeah, they said I'm really poor. It was really rude.
The most useful... The most useful information to pull out of that conversation.
But who's poor now? I got a shiny orb.
nothing about something we might find in here.
Yeah, you might have said something like that.
As you pick it up and you put it up the pedestal, you hear kind of that hissing noise in the castle again, and everything shakes a little bit.
Whoa.
So yeah, no, they definitely did say there's fragments of Charlotte, and
not Charlotte, Annabelle. I'm just gonna correct you.
There's fragments of Annabelle, and I'm assuming that this is probably one of those fragments.
Okay, let's get out of here.
We go back.
Yeah, I dive through the mirror again.
I cannonball through the mirror.
Boy, this is gonna.
I'm just gonna let you guys all have this one.
All right.
Nope.
Now I'm not gonna.
Okay. I mean, if we don't make it, we can climb the ladder.
I rolled a 21.
All right, you swiftly dive in, and all gymnast style, you do like a double somersault and land gracefully on the other side.
I got a 10.
All right, you still make it.
I don't.
I got a 6.
Just barely. Oh, you go.
Actually, I got a 7.
So Puff, you fall and hit the ground and take 1 point of falling damage. But yeah, so the two of you are on top of the pillar. Puff, I assume you climb the ladder and you can go up, and you're all standing on top of the pedestal.
Yep, I do that.
And so Patches opens the door at this point. It's like, hello, everyone.
How'd you know we were here?
I heard you through the door. It's been quite quiet for a while. It seemed to take you guys forever to get through this room.
It's been about 20 time units.
It's been about 20 time units, it has.
You don't seem that worried.
I heard
worried.
You, and I wanted to open the door and just say, hello, I'm still here.
Good to know. Hey, Puff, show Patches the thing.
I take it out of my pocket and I show it to him.
Oh my, this is one of Annabelle's. This is one of her memories. Great work, you all. We only have to find two more of these, and we should be able to find Annabelle and maybe get Charlotte back.
You know what I like about you, Patches? Is that...
What is that?
Your accent is like the accent of the future. It's like all of them rolled into one.
Oh, thank you very much.
One day everyone's going to sound like that.
Right door kind of sucks, so I would say we don't go in there. Dan's okay.
Dan's in there.
A real dick. So,
okay.
Middle door?
Middle door, then. Sure.
Let's do it.
You know what I think I forgot to mention, and I should have mentioned this, is in the dining room there was a door.
Oh.
I don't believe I said that. And I apologize as your DM.
That's okay.
But yeah, so...
The center door?
Yeah, so you go and try the center door, and it is locked.
All right.
Is there a keyhole? Do I look and see if there's like a keyhole or something?
There is a keyhole.
I say rainbows!
Nothing happens.
I usher you over to the rightmost door.
So let's go kill Dan.
All right, so you guys all go to the far right door. You going in the door?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay,
so you... Oh my god, what the...
So everything...
Yeah,
it's like
has the fire spread?
No, so the fire has diminished, and the room looks still. Like, nothing's moving in the,
sorry,
in the room.
I don't know why I reacted so heavily.
It basically... Puff, it's like the same as when you first walked in, except the top left-hand corner is scorched. Like, the dolls are all burnt out.
I mean, yeah, there are still, like, 100 dolls on the wall, so that's a pretty, like, understandable reaction.
Yeah. So you walk in the room, and you see, again, at the far side, you see a doll that looks like Charlotte that's kind of spaced out from the other ones.
Puff, where's Dan?
That's Dan.
That's Charlotte.
So you,
that's doll
you point
Charlotte.
At the other, you hear like a giggling, like a ha 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 ha. And then,
like,
and then
that.
Dan
here
jumps out from
Dan.
Yeah, Dan, devious Dan jumps out from beneath the Charlotte. Is like, who are you? I recognize you, you slimy devil, but who are the other two of you?
I'm Orc.
They're my friends. I brought them here.
Hello, friend.
Oh, really then? If you're a friend of Puff, then you're an enemy of mine.
What? Mm. Puff? What?
What did you do, Puff?
I told you, Dan's a dick.
You see this? You see these burnt, my burnt kindred up here? It is the fault of that one, that slimy demon.
All right, I believe that.
Yeah, me too.
So what's going to happen here, Dan?
Well, I feel like I must destroy all of you because you have destroyed some of mine.
Dan, let's have a chat. Is there any way that you wouldn't want to destroy us?
It depends on who you are and what your intentions are.
What if I was to say I'm a friend of Annabelle's?
So roll a deception check.
Ooh, Yenri's good at that. That is a 22.
So he looks at you and he says, oh, really? You're a friend of Annabelle's then? So what have you come into my realm of dolls to acquire?
We've actually come looking for Annabelle, or pieces of her, rather. We hear that she's not feeling too great.
Annabelle's not here, but her most prized doll possession is here, this Charlotte doll here.
Oh, yeah, that's what I meant. That's what
like,
we're
so
here for.
What, did Annabelle want her doll?
Yep.
Well then, you may take the doll and bring it to her, but you must bring it right back. I am in charge of protecting all of these dolls for her, so we wouldn't want any of them to get ruined now.
Okay, no problem. Yeah, we'll just take it over to Annabelle real quick, and then, you know, bring it back to you when we're done. I think it'll cheer her up, though.
Oh, that sounds splendid. I may be devious, but I do like giving people a good laugh.
Okay, good. Cool.
Are there any other doors in this room?
No, it's just a single circular room.
All right, well then, I back out slowly. And
I walk over and grab the Charlotte doll. Pick
all
it up
right,
off the
and
shelf.
And when you grab it, you look down and you realize that the doll has a key around its neck.
Okay.
And Dan just sees you and he's like, cheerio, mate.
I go,
and he jumps back on the shelf.
Sorry about your burned friends, Dan.
Yes, you are still an asshole.
And I Puff out of the room. Yeah. All right, thanks, Dan. We'll see you in a bit. I'll bring this doll back to you like I definitely will do. And then I close the door.
All right, so you enter and you're back on the stairwell.
Cool. Dan's not too much of a dick, guys. Also, this doll has a key around its neck. I think I might know what that goes to. And
Rainbow.
I take the key off of its neck, walk over the door, the middle door, put the key in the keyhole, turn it, and say rainbows.
And the door opens, and you're not sure whether it was the key or you saying rainbow.
Yay! Okay. Yeah.
All right, so you enter the room, and it looks like a bedroom. And it's the walls are covered in these long like banners that, again, it's kind of like down the dining room with these like whimsical animals. And you see a big toy chest on the far side of the room. And to your right is like a really big bed with kind of like a canopy over it. And on the left side, you see like a big armoire with a dresser next to it. And everything's like very beautiful and Victorian. But some of the parts of the room look like they're starting to deteriorate a little bit, like the canopy over the bed and the wood looks a little worn.
I'll walk over to the armoire and try to open it up.
Okay, so you open the drawers and there's like a assortment of makeup in there.
No orbs here.
I open the toy chest.
All right, so you open up the toy chest, and there's like a bunch of stuffed animals. And Patches walks over and he says, "Oh dear me! It's like these are all of Charlotte's other stuffed animals that I grew up with. Oh, it's so good to see you, chaps." And none of them move. It's like, "Well, this is very strange." And he just kind of sits there, like, and he gets this look on the face that's like starting to like come to terms of what his life is.
Heavy.
Whoa. And then he just goes and sits in a corner.
Do those normally move or talk?
He's like, "I don't know anymore.
My existence is a lie."
But yeah, no, they look just like normal inanimate stuffed animals.
I check under the bed.
All right, you check under the bed, and there's nothing but dust bunnies.
That poop gumdrops.
Dust gum. Yeah.
Poop dust gumdrops.
Dust drops.
What else was there?
So there's still a dresser in the room, and then the bed.
I get into bed.
All right, so you get in the bed, and it's like one of the most comfortable things that you've ever felt in your life. And roll a perception check.
Two.
All right, so you feel very, very comfortable. Mm-hmm. And you feel like if you lay here for another minute that like you'll be fully rested.
Like a long rest, full rested?
Like you'll feel like you will have taken a long rest.
I'm going to keep sitting here.
I'm going to hop in bed with him.
All right, and roll a perception check.
A critical 20.
Critical 20? Okay, you feel a gigantic lump in your back, but the bed's still comfy.
I don't have a long rest?
No, you feel like you're going to be able to rest there, but this lump under your back is pretty uncomfortable.
I check to see if I'm laying on somebody.
Somebody? That's weird wording.
Wait, a lump in the bed or a lump in my back?
So you're laying on the bed and it feels like there's like a lump in your back, like something's in the mattress, like pressing up against your back.
It's definitely a somebody, okay. Not a something.
Yeah. It's obviously a person beneath me.
Charlotte is in the bed.
So you move and you don't see anything on top of the mattress.
Okay, well, I try to figure out what it is. I reach to where the lump is.
So you feel behind your back and it feels like there's like a lump like under the mattress, but it's like you just feel like this lump on top of it. But it doesn't feel like there's anything immediately below the mattress surface.
Have you ever read Princess and the Pea, Ryan?
Yeah, I was about to say I reach under the mattress, okay? God.
All right, so you get off the bed and you reach under the mattress and you reach in and you feel this like apple-sized orb that feels warm in your hand and you pull it out. And it is another memory. Mm.
Okay, I put it in my pocket and I hop back into bed.
You don't want to look at it?
No, I want a long rest.
Okay. Right, I take it out of his pocket.
Okay.
Wait, do I get my hit points back on a long rest?
Yeah, so you jump back into bed and you feel like if you were to rest there a minute that you will feel as if you had taken a long rest.
Perfect.
Orc, you good?
Yeah, I'm not getting in that bed with those two.
All right. It looks pretty. It's a very pretty bed.
Yeah, too pretty. Orc lays on the floor. No.
I get out and leave like a big puddle of slime in the bed.
Wow.
Did you find something?
Oh, yeah. Got another apple in my pocket.
Can we see it?
Is that a memory in your pocket? Or are you just happy to see us?
I'm just so happy to see you. Okay, I look into the memory.
All right, you look in the memory and you see Charlotte sitting on a bed, and she's being held in someone's arms, and the person is reading a book to her, and she looks sleepy, and you see her just kind of this like drone of a womanly girlish voice just kind of speaking, and then Charlotte slowly falling asleep.
Well, that was boring, and I put it in my pocket. There's still a dresser. Right. Can we look in the dresser?
Yeah. So you open up the dresser and there's a bunch of like princess gowns and other clothing.
Do they look Yenri sized? Okay.
Yes, they definitely look Yenri sized.
I put one in my pack.
Okay. Add one gown to your inventory.
Okay.
You know, in case you ever need to go to a ball,
yeah,
you'll have a gown.
And where do you ever need to feel pretty?
Yeah.
All right. I grab the shaking patches in the corner and say, let's...
And he's just kind of comatose.
Let's check the last... Let's check out that last door.
It's like, there's no point in checking anything anymore. It's all a lie. It's all a lie.
Shh, shh, shh. Sleep now, Patches.
All right. Patches, so he just kind of shakes and you cradle him. So, like I said, there is one more door in the dining room that I forgot to mention.
Oh, guys. Any reason I should actually return this doll to Dirty... What's his name? Devious Dan? Dirty Dan?
Dirty Dan.
Dirty Dan.
Nah, I say hold on to it. The worst that could happen?
Yeah, let's go back to the dining room.
Okay, so you go back into the dining room.
Fancy
and
Fish and Owlfred and...
Yeah, oh yeah.
Sassafras.
And,
Sassacorn? What was it? Pegasus.
Sassacorn. Yes. That would have been a better one if it was just a sassy large corn on the cob. That would have been that would have been equally good.
Once you pop, you just can't stop, honey.
You're right. That would have been a better character.
Damn it.
A lot more God sassy corn puns.
All right. So you walk in the room, and as you open the door, you hear like another kind of hiss and shudder of the house, and it grows like a little louder, and the three characters at the table just kind of look around just like, huh, well, that's strange, and just go back to drinking their tea.
So did we go in that door?
Yeah. Do you want to go in the door in the other part of the dining room?
Yeah.
So you go in there, and there's just like it's like a really small kitchen area with some drawers beneath like a sink. And then there's another door that you can see some light coming in through.
I open that door.
All right. So you open the door and you're looking out at like a big garden area, and there's like columns and rows of flowers and like big trimmed hedges. And kind of in the middle of this like garden area is a large fountain.
Let's walk over to that fountain.
Yeah,
we do that.
Everyone roll a perception check as you walk towards this.
Crit fail.
18.
18. Very nice.
I got a 15.
All right. So, Orc and Puff, as you're walking towards this fountain, you can see a shiny spherical object at the very top of it. And, you can also see there's this little figure flying around the fountain.
I'm going to give Patches one of my gold and say, make a wish, Patches.
And Patches kind of, he's starting to come out of his stint, and he's like,
well, that sounds like a lot of fun, doesn't it?
And he just kind of, he shakes himself out of it, and he goes and flips the coin into the fountain. And he just closes his eyes and make a wish. And then the fairy comes over and just kind of like kisses him on the cheek and flutters away and continues just kind of floating around the fountain. And he runs back over and is like, well, that was good fun.
Good. What was over there?
There was a small fairy lady, and I went and threw a coin in, and she came and kissed me on the cheek. She gave me a little peck.
I walk over to the fountain.
All right. So as you walk up to the fountain, there's this, the fairy is flying around. It's like,
hello, who might you be?
I'm Yenri.
Good day, Yenri. Would you like to throw a coin in my wishing fountain?
Do you provide the coin?
No.
Then no.
Are you sure you don't want to give me a coin?
Can I put a gumdrop in? They're worth more here.
Gumdrops are a dime a dozen for me. I like gold.
This thing is dark.
I like Guys, the way she's talking to you. Give her some gold.
I use minor illusion to throw a piece of gold in the fountain. That is fake.
All right. So we're going to have you do a deception throw, and I'll do a check against it.
It's an 18.
Ooh, jeez. All right, so you go and flip it in, and she is like,
thank you very much.
And she goes and she kisses you on the cheek and continues fluttering around the fountain.
You know, the gold that this little bear bug thing threw in there was actually mine, fairy lady.
Like, oh, everyone has to give their piece if they want to stand around the fountain.
What if we want that thing up there, the orb?
Oh, that's going to cost you much more gold.
You do know that the guys in there make tea out of your wings, right?
You say what?
Nothing. Never mind. Do we give... How much? How much for the orb thing?
You'll need to provide me with at least 15 gold pieces if you want to take that.
I don't know. I think we can take her.
Probably.
He's a fairy.
Yeah, let's do it. We could use a little action.
All right.
No!
Who's going to make the first move? No?
Well, if you're not going to pay me my gold, then I guess I'll have to take it from you.
And she, her eyes go red and roll initiative.
Okay. Ooh.
12.
I got a critical failure.
Oh, God. Where's... Okay.
So do I add 12. This to... Oh, there it is. 9.
Okay. So first up is the fairy. And she raises her hands and, two of the hedges from either side of the fountain come alive.
Oh, shit.
She goes, ha, 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 and just laughs a little bit and starts, like, spinning in circles as she laughs and just showing off her powers. So next is Yenri.
Okay. I'm gonna use Dissonant Whispers.
Ooh.
I whisper a discordant melody that only one creature of my choice within range can hear. Racking it with terrible pain. It must make a wisdom saving throw, and on a failed save, it takes 3d6 psychic damage and must immediately use its reaction to move as far away from me as possible.
Damn. Okay.
So
you said I have to make a save against that?
Yeah. So it has to beat my spell save DC, which is 12.
12. Okay. And that hits.
Yay. So now I have to roll 3d6.
Mm-hmm.
A 1, 4, 8 damage.
8 damage? Alright. So and she kind of like cries out in pain and she like grabs her head with her tiny little hands and screams and then she runs away. You said she has to use her reaction to move as far away as possible?
Yeah, to move like her max speed away.
Okay, she flies 30 feet away from you guys, kind of behind the fountain.
And then I can
and is just kind of running in circles screaming.
Okay. And then I can use, apparently, as a bonus action, I can give someone a bardic inspiration die.
Oh, yes.
I'm going to do that, finally, because that's a thing I should do.
Yeah, and what's that? It's like they can add an extra d4 to...
I think it's d6, but yeah, they add it to d6. Like an attack or a ability check, attack roll, or saving throw.
Okay, cool. Who will you give your inspiration to?
I think I'm going to give it to Ryan.
All
Puff,
right.
I mean, yeah.
Who is this Ryan?
Yeah, I'm going to give it to Puff.
Thank you, I will roll this when the time feels right.
And then the next in order is Orc.
All right, I am going to...
So I'll say before you start, it's like the fairy's like 30 feet in front of you, and the two bushes are like 10 feet on either side of you.
Okay, I'm going to rage...
Oh, damn.
Raging. Probably should have saved this, but I have another one.
Yeah, do it. Go rage.
I'm going to go for that fairy.
Okay, so you run 30 feet around the fountain.
With my great axe, and I launch a raging swipe at her.
Okay, so make an attack roll.
I do this.
Tiny fairy. Yeah, d20.
16.
All right, that hits. So do I think your great axe is a d12, and then you'll add your attack bonus, and then you get your plus 2 from raging as well.
Right. 12.
12. Ooh. So the fairy is looking a little worse for wear.
Rage.
So next is Puff.
Alrighty, I am gonna use chromatic orb.
Okay, what does that do?
Which. You hurl a 4-inch diameter sphere of energy at a creature that you can see within range. Choose acid, cold, fire, lightning, poison, or thunder for the type of orb you create, and then make a ranged spell attack. On a hit, creature takes 3d8. So I gotta try to hit him first. 14.
14? Okay, that hits. And you were hitting one of the bushes, right?
No, I was gonna hit that fairy.
Okay. Well, you hit
and
her
and choose. I want to do fire. I want to light this thing on fire.
Yeah, light Alrighty. The fairy up.
Light him up. All right. So 3d8. That is a 6. 2. And a 1. All right, 9.
All right, you light this fairy up, and she just burns up and just falls in a pile of ash on the ground.
Yeah.
Oh, damn.
Let's make tea out of her.
Good job with that.
I was going
to
say.
So
bring her back to
these
fancy
bushes.
Thing.
Yeah.
So these bushes look angry. So they're both going to come over and they're going to try and hit you, Puff.
Oh, the bushes are still here?
Okay.
Yeah, I was hoping we cut off
Yeah, the bushes
the
are still
the
alive.
Snake, the
so they're going to go and try and claw Puff.
Okay.
So one tries to claw and misses you. The other one hits and does 3 damage.
Oh, boy. Okay.
And then it is Yenri's turn.
I think I want to save my spell slot. So I'm just going to run up and poke it with my rapier.
Fantastic.
The,
all right.
The bush that just hit Puff.
And make an attack roll. Let me know what you get.
9.
9? That does not hit. You go and you try and poke with your rapier and it just kind of like goes through the bush.
Mm-hmm.
You don't hit anything.
Darn.
And next is Orc.
All right. Am I still raging?
Yes, you're still raging.
Yeah,
basically,
raging.
You rage until you miss attacking someone on your turn or choose not to rage.
No, I choose not to rage.
Yeah.
Full on raging. Go for the bush with my great axe.
All right, fantastic. All right, so you run over, make an attack roll.
22.
Okay, that hits. And roll for damage.
5.
Okay. The bush, you cleave through it, and leaves and twigs go everywhere, and it just kind of falls in a pile of twigginess on the ground.
Good, they're weak.
And just hear like an exhale as its soul escapes. All right, nice. Next is
trimming the hedges.
He said it's my turn?
Yep, Puff, it's your turn. There's basically one more bush left.
Okay. I suppose I will use Firebolt.
All right.
Because it's flammable. That's an 18.
18. All right, well, that hits.
And it's 1d10. So, hell is a d10? 4. Hit it 4.
4? Okay. Your firebolt hits and it just goes up in flames and the pile of tindery ashes just falls to the ground. And there are no enemies left. And you just lay in the rubble of your creation.
Yeah.
That was way better than our last fight.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Definitely.
And so now you sit with the fountain is still bubbling. The day looks fairly beautiful outside and the glowing orb sits atop the fountain.
I grab it and I take my coin back, but I make sure that Patches isn't looking.
So you go up and grab the orb and you bring it down and you look into it and you see Charlotte running through a field and you're kind of at the perspective like chasing after her and Charlotte's checking over her shoulder and laughing and giggling. And as you look at this orb, you look behind you and you hear the castle shake again and this sort of screaming noise. And it's louder than any of the other ones that you've heard, any of the hissing or anything else. And she says, "Bring them back to me!" And then everything goes quiet.
No.
Yeah, she goes like, "Yeah, no, serious, just do it."
But for realsies.
But for realsies, just do it, please.
Fine.
Maybe. Yeah, let's walk back to the main room and
all right. So you you start walking back into the castle and you open the door and you enter the little kitchen area and then you make your way into the dining room. And as you do, everything starts to like shake a little bit. And like all of the like pictures and the big banners that are hanging inside, they're all shaking and there's like dust coming down from the ceiling. And you hear just kind of this like yelling and screaming, and all the people at the tea table are just kind of looking around like, huh, that is interesting. That's quite strange. Like, nothing's happening. They just keep sipping their tea. And then from the fireplace, you see the shadowy figure walk out with Charlotte on her hands. They just kind of walk out of the fireplace and the fire into the room. And the shadowy figure just looks like angry, and she's just kind of like twitching, like she's missing some frames in her animation. And she's like,
how dare you enter my realm, my creation?
And she just like is breathing heavily, and Charlotte's next to her, and Charlotte's like, please let go of me, please, please. And she's trying to get away, but the shadowy figure's got like a firm grip on her arm.
Wow. Okay. You hold up the memories?
Yeah. So you hold up the memory of hers, and she looks at them, and she's like, these aren't what I am anymore. And she just, like, starts laughing, and the castles begin to shudder even more, and Charlotte's starting to scream now and look really scared, and Annabelle starts walking towards you with Charlotte in her hand. And she's walking, she's saying just, like, you will leave this place. You will give me Charlotte, and she will be mine forever and ever.
No.
Like, no.
And so she keeps walking farther and farther towards you.
Would she be considered she's humanoid? A person I could charm?
She's humanoid, yeah. What?
Is she a person I might be able to charm with charm person?
I'd like to see this.
You could definitely try.
I'm going to try to charm the person.
All right.
You have to be real charming.
It must make a wisdom saving throw.
Okay. What's my save?
12.
12?
12.
Okay,
wisdom.
that does not hit.
Okay.
Yeah, and so she just like shakes it off. She's like, how dare you try and control me in my world? And then she looks over at the three people at the tea party, and she's like, come, my minions, we will dispose of them quickly. And she just points over, and then suddenly the three Fancy Fish, Alfred, and Pegasus like rise up from their chairs and look over at you, and their eyes turn red.
Oh,
and Alfred's like, would you like to know a piece of gossip? I'm going to kill you. And they all start walking towards you, and you're gonna roll initiative.
Oh no.
What have we learned? Kill everybody we meet.
Mm-hmm.
True.
Yep. And add your initiative.
3.
14.
21.
Ooh, man. Okay, so you're going to enter battle.
Dun, dun,
and Orc is first. Dun, dun,
dun, dun, dun, dun. I want to try to put Fancy Fish in my water skin.
All right, yeah. Let's do a grapple check.
Grapple.
Yeah, so what you're gonna do with a grapple is it's basically your strength versus their strength. And if your roll is higher, then you successfully grapple them.
Okay. Come here, Fancy Fish. Gah, I got a 19.
Fancy Fish got a 10, so you have successfully grappled Fancy Fish. And I'm going to say, make one more strength check to try and shove him in the bottle.
Oh, 12.
12? That makes it. So you shove Fancy Fish into the bottle, and he is, like, shaking your bottle around vigorously.
Good.
Oh, my God.
Your turn.
Now it's Yenri's turn.
I say, Pegasus, how could you? And I...
Honey, you don't know me.
And her eyes go red.
I guess I'm just going to have to go try to poke Pegasus with my rapier.
Okay.
Let's say 14.
14?
Yeah.
Okay, that hits.
Yay! 1d8. 1d8 plus what?
Plus your dexterity, I think, for a rapier.
Okay, 6 then.
6? Okay. Pegasus is still alive.
I'm so sorry.
He's like, you disrespect me?
I'm going to disrespect you.
Oh.
With my horn.
My horn.
And so Pegasus reacts and she goes and tries to hit you with her horn. She just bowls at you straight forward.
Okay.
All right. She rolled a 20. So that hits.
Yes, it does.
It does 3 piercing damage. All right. Next up is Alfred. And Alfred is going to try and peck you, Yenri.
Why me?
Because you engaged. You're right in front. So he goes over and he tries to peck your body.
Peck your body.
All right. That is a 16.
Yeah, that hits.
All right. And he does 1 damage. Okay. Piercing.
Okay.
Next up is Annabelle. And so she is still holding Charlotte right now. And she is going to try and point her finger at Orc. Oh. And she is going to use confusion. This hits all of you. So she is going to use confusion. So you must make a wisdom saving throw against my save DC. So everybody make a wisdom saving throw.
Oh, your saving throw is...
Ooh, 8.
8. All right, so you fail that.
God.
Yeah, I got a 4.
Oh, God, you all fail it. So now what you're all going to do is you're going to roll a
d10.
2, 2, 2, 6?
Yep. Okay, so you are all paralyzed this turn.
Shit. Sweet.
Yeah, so you don't do anything. So Annabelle just kind of laughs at you and is like screaming, is like, how dare you try and foil my plans? And so Patches actually comes up and he's like, I can't stand this anymore. It's like, how dare you hurt my friends? How dare you hurt Charlotte?
Hell yeah, Patches.
And he goes up and he tries to hit Pegasus.
Nice.
And he hits Pegasus.
Yeah.
With what?
And he does 4 damage, and yeah. Pegasus falls to the ground, and he's just sitting there, like, breathing heavily, and he goes, like, yeah! And he's, like, he's doing a little teddy bear rage.
And we're all like, yeah!
And so next on the list is Alfred, and he is going to try and go peck Puff.
Yeah.
Ooh, he got a nat 20.
Uh-oh.
All right, he does 4 damage.
Wow.
Yeah.
Not looking good.
Oh, sorry, and I was supposed to make you all do a wisdom saving throw again after you rolled the d10. So you can all do that now.
I got 4 again.
Ah, crit. Crit 20.
Crit 20? All right, Ryan, you are no longer confused.
I got 17.
Perfect. And Orc, you are no longer confused.
Go get him, guys!
So next in the order is Puff.
Alrighty. So who's left?
So we have Alfred, and then we have Annabelle.
I'm going to use my crossbow on Alfred.
Okay.
Shoot this bird down. That is a 19.
All right, you hit.
Sweet. 7 plus 1, 8.
All right, he's looking pretty worse for wear. So next in the order is Orc.
I guess I'll just try to get rid of Alfred, right? So there's less people. We can all attack Annabelle.
Yeah, probably.
All right, I'll go for Alfred with my great axe.
All right.
I got a 21.
All right, that definitely hits. Roll that d12.
Nope. This one. 9.
All right, yeah. Alfred just gets decimated. He just explodes in a puff of feathers. And right before you hit, he just goes like, but we had such good times. And he just explodes in a puff of feathers.
It was a hoot.
Damn it. Damn you. God damn it. All right, so yeah, he explodes in a puff of feathers, and like with the 3 of your old kindred just laying in pieces on the floor, Annabelle just screams again. It's like, how dare you take away my creations? And it is now Yenri's turn, and you're going to roll a d10.
A d10. Okay. A 10. Oh, well, zero is 10, right?
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
Then a 10.
Okay, you can move and attack normally.
Yay. I'm gonna throw a dagger at her and stay back.
Okay.
How far away from her am I right now?
You're probably 20 feet, 10 feet.
Okay.
You're cool, within like range.
Cool. Yeah. I'm gonna stay where I'm and throw a dagger. 14.
14? Okay, that hits.
Yay.
So I guess I should say you throw the dagger and it looks like it's going straight for her body, and then it just passes straight through it. And she just laughs. She's like, ha ha ha, this is my world and my creations. You can't hurt me like that in here. I am invincible to your petty melee attacks.
Wait, who has the orbs? Puff, you got all the orbs?
And that doll.
And the doll?
I got two of them.
Like, if we hurt those, does it hurt her?
Worth a try, I guess.
Maybe.
Probably not.
Because melee weapons don't do anything, and then we're kind of out of luck.
So, sorry, it is Annabelle's turn. So she is going to walk up and she's going to try and swipe at you, Yenri, with her phantasmal claw.
Okay.
And she has a 8.
That doesn't hit.
Yeah. Okay. Yay. So she just swipes and just goes like, hiss, and just like kind of recoils a little bit.
Scary.
All right. So now it's Puff's turn.
Well, I guess I'll try smashing one of the orbs on the ground.
Okay.
So I smash it.
So you throw the orb on the ground. It doesn't really do anything. But she just kind of laughs. She's like, I have no needs for those anymore. It's like, I don't want to be that person. I'm not that person. I'm powerful. I'm all powerful. And she just starts laughing again and is just looking at you.
So is that my turn?
Yes, it was. That was your action. So now it's Orc's turn.
Charlotte, can you
please, please help me. Please help me, sir. Mr. Orc, I can't stand this anymore. I don't know what's happened. She's not like she used to be. She used to be so kind.
How do we help Charlotte?
I don't know. You need to make her remember who she is. She's just not the same. Hmm. I just want her back so badly.
I take Yenri's dress that he stole and put it on him. And take the Annabelle doll, and I recreate one of the scenes from the orbs. And I say,
so wait, sorry, you take the shark, so it's a Charlotte doll.
Oh.
So you're gonna take Yenri's dress, put it on him,
yes,
and then have him act out a scene from the orb.
With the Charlotte doll.
And with I the say, Charlotte see? Doll. So you see a little twitch on her face, like she like is kind of calming down a little bit, and then she just like, no, no, that part of me is gone. I am now powerful. I will keep Charlotte all to myself, and I will kill you for her.
Well, I tried.
Good try.
You look beautiful.
And I do feel pretty.
Yeah. So she's like a little more like hesitant now. She looks like a little like shaken for sure. And so now it is Yenri's turn. And, Yenri, make a wisdom saving throw.
Wait, still?
Still?
Because you're still confused. So the D10 was just, like, to determine what you're going to do in your confusion.
Oh, okay.
You ended up just doing nothing, but you're still confused.
10 saving
10?
Throw.
Okay, so you are still confused. Oh. So roll a D10. Okay.
3.
3?
Yeah.
Okay, so you are paralyzed. You don't move. You're in your dress and you just acted out the scene. You just freeze.
Just holding the doll in my arms.
Yeah. It's just like a beautiful little scene, like just a frozen moment in time.
Cool.
And then so now it's Annabelle's turn. So Annabelle is going to walk up to Yenri and she's going to swipe at him with disadvantage. Or, sorry, you have disadvantage. Has advantage. She has advantage. Sorry.
That's the one.
Sorry. Damn. Does 11 hit?
No.
All right, she misses again. And she just hisses and just like cowers back again.
And in my paralyzed state, I just give her a weird raised eyebrow and like, really?
Yeah.
Like, she really attack. She couldn't attack the memory.
Yeah.
It's getting to her.
Yeah.
She just couldn't do it. Yeah, she just recoins like, oh, it's too beautiful.
Let's go. I'm a hotter Annabelle than you are.
Yeah. She's shaking and kind of like twitching at this point. And Puff, it is now your turn.
So I'm considering attacking Charlotte.
Who has the orbs right now?
I have two.
I have one.
Okay.
And Ryan smashed. When he smashed it, did it actually smash or did it just like bounce on the ground?
No, it just like hit the ground.
Okay. Do you want to bring all of them together? You want to give me that other one?
Sure. Here you go.
Cool. We walk over like, imagine that happening and, very lackadaisically he hands it off to me.
Yeah.
Can we do that?
Yeah. Sure.
Everything's moving very slowly.
Yeah.
Thanks. I guess I hold all three up to her face.
All right. So when you do this, she like recoils heavily. Like she screams a bit and she like lets go of Charlotte for a second and shakes around, then like frantically tries to grab her, and she's like holding her with both of her arms now and like shaking and twitching, and Charlotte's just like, no, please, you're hurting me, you're squeezing too hard. And Annabelle's just like, no, get those away from me. And the castle is starting to shake more and more and more.
All right,
so it's still Puff's turn. So would you like to do anything further than just walk up to her?
I'm gonna throw the orbs at Annabelle.
Okay, so you're like right next to her. I assume you just kind of like plop them into her, and she just like reels back screaming, and she like lets go of Charlotte, and she just starts like walking back, and she's twitching uncontrollably and screaming, and you hear the castle going down, and then you see like this just huge blinding light, and you're all just blinded momentarily, and when it comes back up, you see a woman standing there in a white gown, and she's just kind of glowing, and she is just looking at you with a face of serenity, and she starts walking towards you, and her gown and her hair are just like slightly lifting up from the ground, and then she looks around her and sees the destruction of the castle, and she looks at Charlotte, and Charlotte kind of like shakes her head and like looks confused for a second and looks around, and she like double takes back at the woman, and she just starts like crying, and she's like, mother, and she runs towards her, and Annabelle kneels down to the ground. She's like, oh my dear, I'm so sorry that I did this to you. And they just sort of embrace in the middle of the floor for a moment. And you recognize this woman as the woman in the picture in Jimmy John's bedroom as Dee. And she's standing there and holding Charlotte. And she pulls Charlotte away from her for a moment. She says, like, I'm so sorry, honey. When I passed, I couldn't move on without knowing that you were going to be okay. So I just stayed here and I disguised myself. And I just wanted to be here, and I wanted to make you happy. And I created all of this for you, and I lost control. I just was so afraid of losing you. And Charlotte and Dee just sit there, sort of crying into each other's arms as you three stand there watching.
Wow.
Oh.
Should we just like back away?
Should we?
It seems like a moment we're not supposed to be part of.
And Patches is standing next to you too, and he just sort of like walks up to the two of them and goes and holds Charlotte's hand. And as he does, he just kind of goes limp next to her, and she picks him up and just hugs him. And he's looks like he's just a normal bear again.
Aw. Dee, it's nice to meet you.
Yes.
Heard a lot about you.
It was very nice to meet you too. I must thank you, all of you, for bringing my sanity back, from protecting me from myself. I was just so afraid of leaving my dear little Charlotte that I lost control in thinking that I could protect her from everything, that I could be with her forever. Dear Charlotte, I know that you've grown so strong and you'll be able to take care of your father. And I just know that you'll be okay. And so she just hugs Charlotte one more time, and you see these flecks of light start to pick up off her body, and the entire room starts to glow with the light. And as you're sitting there, like another burst of light kind of starts growing outwardly from Annabelle, and Charlotte's just crying in her arms, and everything just goes white and you're blinded. And the next thing you know, you're all waking up and you're in the bedroom in Jimmy John's house, and you come awake.
It was all a dream.
I take out my water skin and I dump it out.
So you dump it out and just like a bunch of water pours out, and just like a regular goldfish just falls out and is just flopping on the ground uncontrollably.
Put it back in.
Oh, shit. I didn't think there were going to be actual fish in there. Guys, I thought it was a dream. I'm sorry. Help me find water.
It's flopping around. It's starting to flop like a little more slowly.
Oh, God, no. Fancy Fish, I'm so sorry.
Put it back. Go to the bathroom. Put some water.
Is there a toilet in?
You gotta flush Fancy Fish.
I just need water.
Yeah.
So the fish just kind of stops flopping, and he's just breathing heavily now on the floor.
All right, I grab him and I throw him in the toilet.
So you run across the room into the bathroom, and he's a little slow to move at first, but then he starts swimming around the toilet bowl.
All right, well, it's good for now, I guess. I guess I'll scoop him back into my water skin, seal it back up.
Yeah. Okay.
He's got a water skin, the toilet water
back into your water skin. And you now have a bag full of toilet water and a goldfish.
Good.
I guess it wasn't all a dream.